Welcome to our first podcast on market conduct topics. I'm Dan Newton, a senior associate in the Financial Services Regulatory Team. I'm joined today by Lisa Eger.
Hi, Dan.
Lisa's a senior associate in our Antitrust and Competition Team. We're going to discuss the overlap between what we would consider to be market misconduct in the regulatory sphere and areas that the competition authorities are now focusing on as anti-competitive behaviour. There is a significant overlap, and there are emerging risks for institutions operating in the financial services sector. Post-financial crisis, the financial services regulators around the world took action against banks and brokers for misconduct and market manipulation in relation to, for example, LIBOR and other benchmark rates, FX trading and price setting for metals. These enforcement actions were based on breaches of regulatory standards and rules, for example, market manipulation, conflicts of interest and so on. However, in parallel, competition authorities have also taken enforcement action in relation to the same facts. Lisa, could you explain how the competition regulators have brought their powers to bear in the financial services sector in recent years?
Yes, of course. Let me make three observations on that. I think my first observation is, and as you've already pointed out, behavior that falls foul of conduct rules can often also infringe antitrust rules. And as you mentioned, the LIBOR and FX investigations are actually great examples of that. From an antitrust perspective, these types of cases were looked at as basically price-fixing cartels rather than fraud-like behavior. And as the LIBOR case really showed, this can result in some hefty antitrust fines. When you just look at the European Commission, for example, they alone have imposed fines in the hundreds of millions. My second observation on that would be that besides the parallel enforcement action, there's also a potential for divergence, which may mean that actually financial clients can find themselves in between a rock and a hard place. We've seen this, for example, in Hong Kong, where the financial regulator had endorsed an industry code for banks and was expecting full compliance with this code. This endorsement, however, did not stop the Hong Kong competition regulator to actually take a very close look at that code. And while the Hong Kong competition regulator ultimately did not take any antitrust enforcement action, the case really shows that there is a potential for diverging views over the same conduct. And my third and last observation is that it's actually not just antitrust authorities who are considering financial market misconduct from a competition standpoint. In the UK, for example, the FCA has concurrent competition powers alongside the more standard and main competition authority. And interestingly, the FCA has actually just used its very these competition powers in its very first case. And what's very interesting about this case is that the FCA used a dual enforcement approach. So they used both their competition powers and their regulatory powers.
Yes, indeed. That FCA enforcement case you mentioned, that's an important illustration of, I guess, the overlap and blurring of the lines between regulatory and competition risk and how the regulator can pick and choose which powers to use to obtain a successful enforcement outcome in each case. So I think in the case you mentioned, the FCA brought an enforcement action against an individual person for traditional financial services regulatory breaches, but then used their competition enforcement powers against the corporates involved. And interestingly, I suppose, the individual was actually an employee at the firm which benefited from the competition enforcement actions leniency approach and escaped a fine as a corporate entity. I mean, this case is, of course, only the first enforcement action using competition powers by the financial services regulator in the UK. We're sure there'll be other competition enforcement actions brought by the FCA in the future. However, the tools available to the FCA under its competition powers are not limited to enforcement action. And is it fair to say that they've already been quite busy using those other tools already?
That's absolutely right, Dan. The FCA is actually more active in using, and I guess you could call it, its softer competition powers rather than competition enforcement. And by softer powers, I basically mean its market competition powers, which allow the FCA to look at a whole industry. And what we have seen in many of those recent market studies by the FCA is actually an increasingly blurring line between market conduct and competition concepts. When you look, for example, at the recent wholesale insurance market study, that's a really good example for that. But what do these softer competition powers mean in practice? They basically mean that the FCA can analyze markets in a different way than traditionally and actually be quite proactive where they think that markets should work more effectively. And in these investigations, fairness is creeping in, especially in the context of retail customers. In regulatory terms, when we think sort of fairness, you think of obligations to treat retail customers fairly by having a fair process, perhaps giving them adequate and accurate information to make an informed decision, or, for example, giving them notice or of charges or changes. But when you look at it from a competition perspective, we think of fairness of outcomes, for example, with an equal price for non-switching customers. I think overall, fairness is particular an issue in the retail market and a theme that may lead to actually a more competition-focused approach when we look at enforcement and market studies. And I think ultimately this could even lead to some sort of soft price regulation to a wide range of retail financial services. And I think it's also important to note that it's not just a UK trend. Margaret Vestager, who's the European Commissioner for Competition, has actually used the concept of fairness on numerous occasions to justify that competition laws need to be enforced more strictly.
And I suppose, just in case any of our listeners were starting to think that the focus is solely on retail customers, is it fair to say that there are also emerging risks in the wholesale sector from this same trend, where we traditionally would think of something as a conduct issue, but actually where competition powers are being brought to bear, and therefore, importantly, the facts are being assessed through the lens of competition and not just conduct?
There's actually a very interesting investigation by the Australian Competition Regulator, which again is actually an investigation where you have a competition-related investigation running in parallel to a financial conduct investigation. And both investigations are looking at collaboration between banks, and the conduct is around the sale of shares following a not fully subscribed share placement. And the Australian Competition Regulator is actually pursuing this case under criminal cartel charges, which, when you think about it from a competition perspective, that's basically the most serious tool you can think of in antitrust terms. And because of the seriousness of this, of the allegations in this investigation, this is actually raising wider concerns in the financial industry around the risks of collaboration. And then, as you know, collaboration is essential to the financial market. Let's think of, for example, joint underwriting arrangements and joint capital raising. These are all things where you do need to have collaboration. There's definitely an agreement that there needs to be some collaboration, at least to some extent. And the European Commission is actually also looking at collaboration as part of its loan syndication study. So this is definitely a hot topic.
I think in summary, we're perhaps fair to say that financial services firms, I mean, they face the same market conduct scrutiny as they always have. But now they're having to consider the same conduct through a competition enforcement risk lens. It means they've got to think of things through the eyes not just of the financial services regulator, but through the eyes of a competition regulator, whether that's a specialist regulator or their financial services regulator, as the FCA has the same powers. That concludes this podcast. Thank you all for listening. And thank you, Lisa, for your insight on the competition risks faced by financial services firms.
Thank you, Dan.